So, can a piece of law change the way we communicate? The Plain Language Bill has been pulled out of the old parliamentary biscuit tin. It will require government departments to use plain, simple language on their documents and websites with limited acronyms. Now, the bill is Labour MP's Rachel Boyax, who is with us. Rachel, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. You're a newbie. Is this your first bill out of the box?
This is the first one, so I do feel quite lucky to have managed to have one pulled out in my first year being an MP.
Good stuff. What's plain as
well,
a language?
Plain is around being really clear. So I've had many examples, and I'm sure all your listeners have as well, and probably yourself, Mike, where you've had a letter from a government agency or another organisation, and you've had to read it 10 times to actually get the gist of it. Mm. And the purpose of this bill is just to ensure people can read that document the first time round and understand it. So it's shorter sentences, less use of jargon and acronyms, and really focusing on making sure people with, say, English as a second language can understand the document. So, this practice has been used overseas in places like the United States to good effect. So
presumably you guys have got the numbers. There's no reason why this can't become the law.
Well, I'd really hope so, but I really hope we'd get support from other electorate MPs, because being an MP in an electorate, you do get people coming into your office with a letter that they just can't understand. And me and my staff will look at the letter and we'll read it and we'll just think what the heck is this trying to say. So I'd really hope we can get some support from across all of Parliament, because it's just common sense.
Will there be penalties? Will it be monitored? All of that sort of stuff if you get it through?
Look, it's not looking at the penalty stage. It's looking at how can we get good practice happening in government departments. So we would add plain language officers, and their jobs would be to train their staff and making sure they're using plain language. It would those people would also report to the Public Service Commissioner on their plans, and they'd also take complaints and requests. So if someone got a letter that made no sense, they could actually send it to someone inside that department who could look at it and say, yeah, that doesn't make sense and we need to fix how we're writing those letters.
Fantastic. We'll see where it goes. Good luck with it. Appreciate it very much. Rachel Boyer, Labour MP with the private members' bill.